keep it up top of me, and then we'll be pushies together, okay? Oh, this is June 21st, and Ross said, I will put my blanket up top of you, and you'll put your blanket up top of me, and then we'll be pushies together, right?
No, I'll put your blanket up top of me, and up top of me.
Okay. Put this over here. Don't touch that. No. Get near me.
That's my table cord because you took it away.
I know.
Why took it away?
Because I wanted to go to the German store and buy you some more.
Oh. And you didn't.
And it was closed.
Why? Because the Germans ran away.
Mm-hmm.
Why else Germans ran away?
Oh, they wouldn't let me in. I didn't have a passport.
Huh?
And you have a passport.
Why then?
Just be pushing.
Huh?
Just be pushing. I said, you know what Gabor and me did? What did you say?
You know what Gabor and me did to monkey?
What?
We did a bad thing to monkey. We didn't show him.
The grass on what?
On his hair and their shirt.
Uh-huh.
And that what we did Rihanna's too.
Huh?
That was what we did to Rihanna's too.
You did it to Rihanna?
Too.
Not good. That was not good.
And Gabor ran away from Marcy because Marcy was a good guy.
Uh-huh. Marky's too cute.
Yeah. Marky's too cute to run away from us.
Ross said, get my real table. He wants to go to the John store. He meant the German store, right? And he said, get me my real tape, not my real passport, not my pretend passport.
No, I got these real tapes.
You got those real tapes? But this is the one where the Ross words are.
Yeah.
That's real, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to listen to all the tapes of all your words?
No, I want to go. Let's get going.
Let's get going right now?
Yeah.
Honey, I don't think we're quite ready to go yet.
What?
We'll be ready pretty soon, but it's not ready. It's not time to go yet.
Why?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you why.
Huh.
Because,
Yeah.
Honey, until I buy you another tape recorder, we're going to have to use this one.
Huh?
We've got to use this one until we buy another one.
No,
I told Ross that we're going to go to the German store. He said the John store, and I said the German store. He said, we're going to go to the one that I told you. Okay, well, I got it. I'll hold it for you while you take your coat off, right? You take your coat off. Where do you want to put your coat?
On the table. Huh? In my left and my shoulder. Yeah.
Ross? Now, you said first we're going to go on the train, right? And then what's going to happen?
We'll go on the mountain.
In the mountain? Okay. So what's going to happen first?
Two things.
And second?
Mountain.
Okay. Now, what about coming home and eating some food?
We're doing that.
We're doing that right now?
Yeah.
Okay, and then what's going to happen after that?
Mountain.
Is that number two or number one?
Second.
Okay, now, who eats the cheese?
Huh?
When do we eat the cheese?
Later.
Later?
Yeah.
You don't want the cheese?
No.
How's it that? Thank you, little boy. Okay, I'll see you later. Yeah. Ross said that he wanted some... They're going inside now. Ross said that he wanted to have a candy, and I said, no, you've had enough for dinner. And so I took it out to Mommy and gave it to her and said, is this yours or is this mine? And she said, you can have it. So he ended up getting it. But he was a ploy on how to get a piece of chocolate, even though your daddy hasn't told you. So you can have it. It's a lot of I got a good idea as we've been talking about here.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
And what's here? So you got a man chocolate.
Okay, let's go.
Let's destroy him.
Destroy him?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Come on. What did Darth Vader do to Obi-Wan Kenobi?
Huh?
What does he do to Obi-Wan Kenobi?
You're Darth Vader.
Yeah. What happens?
You kill him. Yeah, that's great.
How does it happen?
You melted him.
I melted him?
Yeah.
How did it happen?
You lightsabered him.
Good dog better. Okay, and then what?
Then I want those two guys one.
Who are they?
They're Luke, Chewbacca, and Leia. But if you be on the computer, got to be into your back. They're scared.
Right. That could be into their back.
That's why they're
running backwards, right?
Huh?
They're running away, right?
Why?
Because they're scared.
Oh.
Scared of the stormtroopers.
Why?
The stormtroopers have guns.
Oh.
And they're running.
But why aren't the good people have guns? I'm not afraid from them.
Hmm.
Huh? Oh, I can see.
You know why? I can see. I know that there's a stormtrooper out there.
Yeah.
Out there in the dark, there's a stormtrooper.
That's me.
No, it's the stormtrooper. Here comes stormtrooper.
No.
No, it's me, Mommy. Don't do it.
You got your finger.
I know. You can scare little boys that way.
No.
You sure?
Don't do that anymore, Mommy.
I wouldn't
if you do it, Mommy, we're gonna. You can't be Princess Leia anymore.
Yeah.
Late.
Can't put the lights on. So. Can I put the lights on?
Do you want to go back into your bed now?
No. I'm going to go with you.
No, you go back in the bed.
No.
Get him to be quiet, okay? Ross said, why didn't Mommy go to at the German store? Ross, I told Ross that our cat might have been at the hospital. He said, does our cat scream and yell when she's at the hospital? And I said, yeah. And he said, why? And I said, because she's unhappy. And he said, little cats don't scream and yell. Is that right? No, they scream and yell just like people, honey.
Okay.
Why not?
Because they don't.
They do, too.
No, they don't, because if you say that, then I'll be mad.
Okay. Don't get mad at me, okay? I won't say it. If you're going to get mad, I'll just be good. Okay? But, if you want to talk about cats, and you want to know what's really good, true, then I have to tell you. Okay. Let's talk about cats. Now, are cats like people?
Yeah.
They do things just like people. They eat like people, right? And they have to go poo-poo like people, right? And they go to sleep like people. But you know what they don't? One thing that's different from cats and people. Cats don't wear any clothes.
Right?
She wears what?
She wears
what is it called? Say it again.
Shirt.
Well, wait a second. Now, I asked Ross what teachers wear for pants, and he said fur. And I asked him what she wore for shoes, and he said socks. And I said, no, she doesn't wear socks. And then he said something else. What did she wear?
Shirt.
I know she wears fur for a shirt, right? But what does she wear for shoes?
I don't know.
Nothing. She doesn't have any shoes.
No.
Right. Ross has been just brought up a couple topics by himself. One was, why are there so many trucks here? Just talking about the road that we're traveling down. And the other one was, why did Janosch move to a new house, right? And I tried to tell him the answers to both of those questions. Both of those situations, you're doing a good job of starting a conversation all by yourself, right? Yeah. So that he knows how to start a conversation, start talking about a new topic. He just sort of sits there and thinks about a new thing to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Yep. You're a very good talker. You've got a lot of good ideas about things to talk about. And why did that man driving our car, and why did he give us our car back? And I said, because he was fixing it for us. I was talking about this man last night. He was fixing our car. I just bought some cars for Ross. He says, why do I have policeman cars, huh? I was driving the car with one hand, and Ross said, you better watch out, because if you don't put your other hand on the car, you will go into the water. And then I took it off again. He said, you'll go into the water again. Ross said, and then I said, we're not in the water. And then after he said, we're just pretending we're in the water. And then we passed the truck that was pulling out. He said, why is the truck coming now? Sort of just commenting on. Okay, this is it. Ross said that the place I was looking for would be where the green car was. And then when I turned, he said, see, it was where the green car one was, where they fixed the green car. I told Ross it's safer in the back, and he says, well, but why isn't it safer in the front? In other words, he should have said, why isn't it safe in the front, not why is it safer. But why isn't it safe in both places? So he's not using his comparative quite accurately yet. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Sit down. Sit down, boy.
You want to make a picture of thundering?
No, of Superman.
Okay.
Okay.
Have you been good? Ross said he wanted the car out of a box, but he didn't say that way. He said, I want the car of this. You meant the car that came out of this box. Okay, you want to get your paper and pencil and I'll set you all up?
And will you draw me Superman?
Mom will probably draw you something, but would you like to go get set up?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll get set up. Let's go all get set up, okay?
Will you... Good. I got a good idea. Mommy will get me all set up and you draw me a picture of Superman. Okay?
I told Ross we were going to have Mother Goose. We were going to have some music, and I said, yeah, Mother Goose. And Ross said, no, Charlie Brown. Charlie Brown has songs. In other words, that's the reason why I can disagree with what you had to say about your other quantity, is that the quantity I have does the same thing that you wanted your other thing to do, and the size in which I like it.
I asked Ross if he wanted to have any breakfast, and he said,
no, I had beer. And I had chocolate pudding. What he meant was last night what he had. So he sort of confused what I was asking.
So what are we doing now, Ross?
I don't know.
We're going to have breakfast, aren't we? Would you like to come out and have breakfast with us? Would you like to come have breakfast with Marky and Mommy and me?
Oh, I have a big pee-pee.
Well, you know why?
Why?
To go pee-pee.
Marbles?
We're going to take those for you to play with at school.
No. Oh, why?
We're going to take them to school so you can play them there.
No. Mm-hmm. Why are
we? For fun.
I don't want to do that.
Why not?
Because it's fair.
Yeah. That's a nice ball for you.
I told Ross that I told Silly Little Bird to move because he was in my way, and Ross said, "Did you drive over that Silly Little Bird?" And I said, "No." No, he got out of the way in time. He got out of the way. He was a good little bird. He was a good little bird. He got out of the way. Let's see, I told Ross that there was a lot of traffic. He said, "Yeah, I know." And then he said, "What are we under?" We're going under Elizabeth's Bridge. And he said, "What do you say, Ross, then?" On top? You want to go on top of the Queen's Bridge? I see. There's the fast boat. He says, "But why is that fast boat fast?" And I said, "Because it's got a big motor, right?"
Yeah.
Why do little race boats have big motors too? Because they can go fast too. If you've got a good motor, you can go fast, even if you're a little one. You can go fast too. In fact, the fastest ones are the little ones.
Yeah.
They're the fastest ones, yeah.
And the big ones are faster, too.
Big ones are faster, yeah.
But if the big ones don't have a big motor,
yeah.
Then I got the yellow motor.
Right, then they have a little motor instead. Yeah. And they don't go as fast then. And then they don't go as fast.
No.
Right. I told Ross that Arpad's Bridge. He said, "Who's that? Who's Arpad?" And I said, "Oh, he's in Romania," and I explained who he is. And he said, "Let's go there." And I said, "Well, yeah, we'll go there, but we have to get passports and everything." And he said, "Well, first we'll go to the German store and then to the trains." And I said, "What about Romania?" And he said, "Yeah, and that too."
Yeah.
Ross is going to leave his Chewbacca in the car. He says, "I want this mean one, not that other mean one I brought, just this white one, right?" Okay. Ross said he was short, and I said, "No, you're not short." He thought it was very funny and started laughing. Now he says he's little and cute and good. Right?
Short.
And short?
No.
What are you?
Little.
Yeah.
Cute.
Little and cute.
Good.
And good. And happy.
And happy.
Happy and hungry.
Happy.
Are you hungry?
No.
No. Are you thirsty?
No.
You sure? How come you're not hungry at this?
I am thirsty.
How come?
Because I didn't drink
juice. You didn't drink your juice. You didn't drink your turbi.
I didn't drink my water.
And your turbi.
No.
Right.
That's what I'm thirsty.
That's what you drink when you're thirsty, right? Oops, bye. Here comes the car.
You should stand up here.
What?
I shouldn't go down up to here.
I shouldn't go down up to here? Ross asked me, "Why'd you go up here, Daddy, up on this street?" And he said, "You shouldn't go down up to here. You shouldn't come up this street here."
too much cars and too much streets, messing all that.
Why? Why are they doing that? Well, you said before, because they're making a mean war, because they're making a good war, because they want to fight. That's what Ross is saying. I was showing him that they, all the ditches were dug up on the Kristina Kurut. Kurut. Right?
Yeah.
Ross said, Ross, do you want Charlie Brown? Short summer, he said, no, I want Charlie Brown. Snoopy come home, and then Charlie Brown. It was a short summer, and then Charlie Brown's All Stars, and then Great Pumpkin. Okay, he knows all. He runs them through. He knows the list of his whole tape. I think he knows his whole. What do you know? All your tapes.
Mm-hmm.
What else?
Number
one. Right. What else?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What else?
Songs.
Songs. What else?
Empire Strikes Back.
Empire Strikes Back. What else?
Never come home.
No, I know all the Charlie Browns. Gonna come home. All the Charlie Browns. What else?
Fred.
You forgot. You forgot an important one. You forgot Fred Flintstone. Circus and Maverick.
Mm-hmm. Marky peed on the floor, and Ross said, "Yeah, he peed on my floor also." He would use the word "also" a little earlier today. Something about, and they went on that bridge also. Oh, this street is bumpy also. That's why earlier this morning said this street is bumpy also, right?
Yeah.
When did you say that?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said maybe we better take Mark back to the hospital, right? Because he was bad, right? I'm going to take you back to the hospital if you're bad, Mark. And then Ross said, well, maybe he doesn't want you. Maybe he doesn't want to go back to the hospital. I told Ross that the mean walkers are going to come, and he said, I know what to do. Let's go outside and tell them to go away. Right?
And he said, Boo, go away! Boo, go away!
Boo, go away, you bad walkers.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. But do you think that they're ready to go away yet? What if they don't go away?
They will.
You're sure? What if they don't?
They will.
What if they don't?
That's wrong idea.
Yeah? You sure they will?
Yeah.
Well, if you're sure they will, then there's no problem then.
They will.
Okay. Then let's put the mother goose away.
Yeah, because if they come and get
them. They'll steal everything they can get.
Yeah. A poor mother goose.
Get it.
No. I'm not walking the mean old
thing. We don't want any of those people to get any of our stuff, do they?
No.
Okay.
And what? I won't move
their windows. So the walkers don't get them. Put this stuff there.
No.
I need to write a check for
this.
Yeah?
If you come with me and now with the mirror, say that if you don't write your letters,
yeah.
When you go with you, then you can come with me.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to come with me because if the stormtroopers are still here, then we have to send our help.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we better go outside.
Okay.
Okay?
Let's go.
Okay.